F-16s won't make it to Ukraine anytime soon, says Pentagon. By Oliver J.J. Lane on May 25, 2023. Advanced Western fighter jets won't make it to Ukraine in time to be felt in the long-discussed spring offensive, says the U.S., saying the F-16 was more about long-term defense. Several European nations have started talking about training Ukrainian pilots in operating modern NATO jets, with NATO qualifying them on the F-16 platform in recent days since the United States appeared to cautiously greenlight the donation of the fighter to Kyiv. But its deployment won't be anytime soon, the Pentagon has said. With no chance of Western jets playing a role in the long-trailed but yet-to-emerge Ukrainian spring counteroffensive. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Patrick Ryder made the remarks in response to a barrage of F-16 questions this week, replying that far from being imminent, the F-16s for Ukraine are about the long-term commitment to Ukraine. These F-16s will not be relevant to the upcoming counteroffensive. The brigadier said he wasn't aware that any training of Ukrainian pilots on NATO aircraft had yet begun, and that it wasn't likely to start for weeks or months to come. In terms of actually supplying aircraft, the United States at this moment doesn't seem likely to actually directly give Ukraine F-16s, but we will allow European allies to give from their own, considerably smaller, stocks, Ryder said. They were still at the talk stage and no timelines had yet been decided. The United States would support those European nations in how to train Ukrainian pilots in Europe, however. Several countries have expressed interest in joining with the United Kingdom and Ukraine announced as the Jets Coalition earlier this month. While Britain does not operate F-16s themselves, the bulk of training of novice pilots would be done on jet trainer aircraft anyway. Reports state the process of bringing a rookie up to F-16 level for Ukraine could take up to 2 years. Training already experienced pilots to convert to the new type could be much quicker, others suggest, perhaps just 4 months. The Netherlands, Germany, France, and Poland have all said they would train pilots. Politico reports the Netherlands are likely to be the first country to actually hand over F-16s, as their own in-service fleet are due to be replaced by newer fighters next year. The European Union's Foreign Affairs Supremo Josep Borrell has even said training of Ukrainians on F-16s has already begun, a statement which was flatly contradicted by the Pentagon days later.